Let's report next on the latest entertainer to follow the path of Ronald Reagan, Sonny Bono, and Al Franken, the path into politics. American Idol runner-up Clay Aiken hopes to be more than a runner-up in a battle for Congress, although it will be hard, as NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
In just one night in 2003, Clay Aiken got 12 million votes. That wasn't quite enough to win American Idol's second season, but his soaring vocals won him a record contract and legions of fans known as Claymates. Now he needs far fewer votes, maybe 200,000, to win a congressional seat representing the rural center of North Carolina. The odds are against him. Aiken is a Democrat in a district where the Republican incumbent Renee Elmers won by 15 percentage points 2 years ago.
I've always been an underdog. I walked into that audition on American Idol, and people went, "What?" You know, I get that.
He was a skinny kid with spiky red hair who didn't look like a pop star. Aiken was actually rejected on his first try and drove to Atlanta to audition again.
I don't have a problem being an underdog. It's never hurt me in the past.
He barely made it out of this spring's Democratic primary. Since then, Aiken's visited countless community festivals, civic group meetings, and even a couple of high school football games. Terry Sanford High is blowing out Douglas Byrd on the field, but the cheerleaders have something else to cheer for, or rather, someone else.
I need a cheer. I gotta have a cheer, ladies.
We say vote! You say Clay! Vote!
Both schools' cheerleading squads gladly come up with a Clay-inspired cheer in exchange for a photo with the candidate.
One, two, three, smile!
And that's the thing that separates Clay Aiken from your average underdog congressional candidate. People recognize him.
I'm Clay Aiken. How are you?
That's what I thought!
What's your name?
I'm Portia Tatum. Wait a minute, I gotta take a picture.
Tatum is a special education instructor, just like Aiken was before American Idol. He's running on issues like education and helping veterans. In a debate, he went after incumbent Renee Elmers for not doing more to keep an airlift wing at nearby Fort Bragg. Elmers hit back.
It's almost as if, as an entertainer, you believe that you can just go in with a song and dance and, you know, change the minds of our military leaders because you're going to impress them so much and those pink slips are going to be torn up and thrown up into the air and everyone is just going to rejoice. That isn't the way that it works.
Back at the football game, a man approaches Aiken behind the home team bleachers.
Serious question. I want to know where you stand.
Terrence Becker wants to know where Aiken stands on a federal judge invalidating North Carolina's constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage.
You want to know where I stand? You don't know where I stand?
Aiken is gay. The story made the cover of People magazine in 2008.
But you want to vote to restrict my rights, and I don't want to vote to restrict yours. And that's the end of the day. That's the end of the discussion. No, it is. You don't. You do.
I think the majority should rule.
No, but that the majority is then restricting the rights of the
majority. The majority should rule, and if you don't like it, move to another state.
We're not going
to
agree.
The debate lasts 5 minutes. A crowd forms, patiently waiting for campaign stickers and selfies. Walking away, Aiken is almost puzzled by what just happened.
It's the first time that's come up. The first time, the entire time we've been in the campaign, that's come up.
One thing that does come up repeatedly is a request.
Can you sing a little melody? Just a little bit.
It happens everywhere he goes. And the answer is always no. If he wins, Aiken says, then he'll sing.
But you won't be singing to me personally.
What do you need me to sing to you personally? Vote for me.
So.
Vote for me.
The next day at a festival in the town of Goldston, Aiken pauses to watch a group of young women sing. He took a vow not to sing during the campaign, in part so he'd be taken seriously.
I mean, you see what would have happened today if I'd gone up there and sang. Everybody would have come around, they would have talked about it, but that would be what they left talking about.
Win or lose, it's not clear Aiken will have a music career when this campaign is over.
It's something that I had to recognize before I decided to run, that in addition to having to give up what I was doing for the year, that very possibly I might have to give it up for good.
and he's okay with that. Tamara Keith, NPR News.